and told her what he desired. So the big box was brought, and out of it the toad handed him a ring, which was of so exquisite a workmanship that no goldsmiths could equal it. Meanwhile, the two elder brothers made fun of the idea of Dummling searching for a ring, and they decided to take no needless trouble themselves. Therefore, finding an old iron ring belonging to some harness, they took that to the king. Dummling was there before them with his valuable ring, and immediately upon his showing it, the father declared that in justice the kingdom should be his. In spite of this, however, the two elder sons worried the poor king into appointing one test further before bestowing his kingdom, and the king, giving way, announced that the one who brought home the most beautiful woman should inherit the crown. Then Dummling again descended to the large toad and made known to her that he wished to find the most beautiful woman alive. "The most beautiful woman is not always at hand," said the toad. "However, you shall have her."